enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little lamp, with a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming and his dad was mad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like, hey, down in Joe's garage. We didn't have no dope for LSD, but a couple of quarts of beer would fix it so the intonation would not offend your ear. And the same old chords going over and over became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, cause it sounded good to me. One more time. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong, even if you played it on the saxophone. We thought we was pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together, and we figured that we should, cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like, so we picked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. Got matching suits and Beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar.
One, two, three, four, let's see if you've got some more.
People seemed to like our song. They got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name said we ought to take his pen and sign on the line for a real good time, but he didn't tell us when. These good times would be something that was really happening. So the band broke up, and it looks like we will never play again.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like, honey boy.
Someone asked for some coughing sound effects?
Yes.
Oh.
That was Joe's first confrontation.
It was.
The law. Shh. Naturally, we are easy on him. One of our friendly counselors gave him.
I don't know, but we're transfixed.
And told him to stay.
I'm hearing the voices again.
To church oriented.
I hear dead people.
All right. Wow, you've never heard that on Something About the Women before. That was Frank Zappa doing Joe's Garage, the 742-minute version.
Mm-hmm. There's no other version to play.
Yeah, but that was fun.
Yeah.
It had a little garage band set there. I guess that's... Oh, look at that, a cough drop from Mike. It couldn't have come faster.
At a good price.
That's right, yeah. Free.
Did you find that on the floor?
Kinda.
Oh. I saw him pull it out of his armpit.
He's been coughing. I was keeping it warm.
He's been coughing for hours. Where has it been?
I know, right?
I was making him suffer to appreciate the cough drop.
We heard Big Audio Dynamite before that doing Union Jack, and the Real Kids did My Baby's Book, which we looked for and finally found. And then we did the Replacements because Cheryl here owns a guitar formerly owned by David Minahan of the Replacements.
Yes, I do.
So we played the Replacements, Hardly Wait.
A nice Les Paul, 1990.
Yep. And we won't give you our address, so you won't come and rob us.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. Cheryl plays it really great, too. She's really good at it. And before that, we heard the Brigands twice. We heard Brand New Cadillac, and Mike Stewart is the guitarist in the band, so we
played that.
So Cheryl could hear what Mike plays.
We first played the acoustic version.
Yes, by mistake.
By mistake, that was the WMWM, and then we heard the studio version on Night Patrol.
Yeah,
it was excellent. I feel very honored to be just sitting next to you.
A round of applause.
Yay!
Everybody feels good now. Everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah, everybody gets a trophy. That's just how we run it here.
Welcome to 2019.
Yeah, and 2018.
But that was a fun time. It was done, I think, around 2012.
Wow.
Like a century ago.
Yeah, that's what it said. It said 2012.
Yeah,
which is only 7 years ago. It's in the grand scheme of things, not really that long.
But in a dog's age.
True.
Yeah.
True. It would be like 49 dogs.
There's no dogs here.
Are there any dogs in your band? Don't answer that question.
Yeah. Danny dogs.
So for those of you who may have just tuned in, we're doing sort of a group mic on the mic,
therapy.
Something about the women and men. 4-hour show today, which is why you're hearing men during this time slot, and their wives and their friends.
Men,
and
men.
All right, so but we're gonna hear some women now because I put this set together so many months ago and I haven't had a chance to play it, so we're gonna play it now. These are these are songs about men. No, these are sort of story songs that have. Most of them have something to do with drugs or alcohol, but in a kind of a good way.
Sure.
In a good way. And the first one is by Elizabeth Cook, who she is a DJ on Outlaw Country on satellite radio, and she's on every afternoon. And I listen to her all the time because she's just so funny. She's just like out there. And but she's also a country artist, and she's been touring around a lot. We got to see her at the Bull Run a couple months ago. But anyway, this is her song that's going to start it off, and then we're going to have a couple others that I think you might recognize, or maybe you won't, but you'll find out all about them.
Well, you've covered yourself completely.
Yeah, maybe. So here it is: story songs, kind of about drugs and alcohol, but in a good way.
Hmm.
All righty, here we go.
WMFO.
Benefit. Right, what just happened? We're starting that all over again.
Yeah,
hit the restart button.
Stop.
It's not voice actuated.
I know, but this interface. So Mike showed me how I can play my music from the computer here, and here it goes.
I don't know.
fix a drink and sit down in his chair. Pick a fight with mama. Complain about the kids getting in his hair. At night he'd sit alone and smoke. I see his friend behind the lighter's flame. Now that same frown's in my mirror. I got my daddy's blood inside my veins. Fish swim, birds fly, daddy's yell, mama's cry. Oh, drink. Chicken TV dinner, 6 minutes on defrost, 3 on high. Wash it down with, then another, some whiskey on the side. It's not so bad alone here. It don't bother me that every night's the same. I don't need another lover hanging around trying to make me change.
Ain't a buzz, but you can't. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
All right. Should we answer that question? What's worse, alcohol or pot?
No.
Alcohol's worse.
All right.
Agreed.
All right, so...
Yeah, I actually agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that I've ever tried either one. Okay, no. So we just had a five-song set, because I'm inspired by Mike's five-song sets to now do five-song sets.
It's the way to do it.
It's the way to do it, five-song sets. That was Patty Griffin doing Gunpowder. I'm not really sure what that song is about. I need to, like, really look at the lyrics. But before that, we heard Fiona Boys, who I believe is from, I want to say, Australia, maybe New Zealand. She's from Down Under. But anyway, she has a song called Party at Red's. And Red's is a juke joint in Clarksdale, Mississippi. And we've been there, Cheryl and I.
Yes, we
and
have.
And you take your life into your hands, but you hear great music.
Yep.
It's a great place. So
how is kangaroo meat, by the way?
Don't know, matey.
Oh.
Gamey.
Yeah, probably.
We heard Brandi
Tastes
Clark.
Like chicken.
Oh, man. Brandi Clark did Take a Little Pill from her album 12 Stories. And if you haven't listened to Brandi Clark, she's a great storyteller. As evidenced by that song. So she takes a little pill, but Mary Gaucher, her song is I Drink. That song kind of put her on the map. But Blake Shelton did a cover of it, so she came to music later in life, but she used to be a chef. But anyway, that is from her album Drag Queens and Limousines, Mary Gaucher. We started all off with Elizabeth Cook, my radio, satellite radio, country... outlaw country hero. We heard Methadone Blues from her album Exodus of Venus. So we only have about 13 and a half minutes left. This 4-hour shift has gone like that.
Yep. It always does.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like the Addams Family now. we're gonna wrap it up with as many songs as we can cram into the next 13 minutes.
Right before Crash Course for the
Right. Rabbits. Brian's in the house, so yep. Stay tuned for that. And thank you all for listening and for putting up with breaks in format.
Oh, I have to do this, don't I?
What do you got coming up today, Brian?
Yeah, what's going on, Brian?
No guests. So
no guests.
I'm just gonna be playing a lot of cool songs, requests. I actually got a bunch of stuff from the.
record company that signed my band. So
congratulations, Brian. So Brian's band just signed. Is it Otto Records?
Otto Records.
So the Thigh Scrapers.
Some of their artists, and they're really cool. It's Crash Course material.
Awesome. So Brian's band, the Thigh Scrapers, just signed a deal with Otto Records. So that's really great. Cool. Sing your song and. I don't know what that sound was.
That was me. That was my nose.
Oh. Was it really?
There's a gremlin.
People are looking at me. I'm like, I know. I thought didn't it was Cheryl. Do it.
The hair was coming out of my head.
Yeah. Mike's got a leak. So this set is what we're calling it. New Noise.
Yeah. It's New Noise from Tedeschi Trucks Band.
All righty. So let's do that up, and we'll take you up to the 1 o'clock hour here on Something About the Used People. And Mike on the mic.
It's a new record. Mike, it's a new Cheryl. Record they have called Signs, and this is called Still Your Mind. Brand new at WMFO.
In Medford.
Thank you. If you're gonna tell them everything, tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Gonna tell them everything. Tell them I'm a good kisser. Tell them all the things you told me in your desperate whisper. If you're gonna tell them everything, don't leave out the good part. Tell them the way that you broke my heart when you told me that you missed her. Tell them I'm a good kisser.
Oh, it's WMFO Medford, 12:56.
That's
on
right.
On a Saturday afternoon.
Mike, it's been so great hanging with you today.
It has been so great hanging with you
Four
today.
4 hours flew by, and yep. We played men, and we played women, and we played
Pinochle
music.
And,
yeah, we got to hang out together. It's all
good.
Great.
And now we're going to go have lunch, so it's just going to be good.
Yeah, we're going to go get some chow. So we heard Lake Street Dive doing Good Kisser.
Mm-hmm.
Song's written about me, actually. It's a little known fact. And then we started with Tedeschi Trucks Band doing Still Your Mind from Signs.
Yes,
brand
ma'am.
New. I'm going to be back up here in the squeaky chair again next week. So
cool.
I will have more Lake Street Dive and Tedeschi Trucks and all kinds of great stuff. And we're going to only play women artists next week. We're going to like really rein it in.
All right.
But
remember, WMFO Live Day happening May 4th.
That's right, May 4th. We've got Peter Parsek and Danielle Moralia. And
to get some rockers.
Yeah, we got some rockers. What's the one can we say that one yet, Mike?
I think it's going to be Flight of Fire.
Flight of Fire is an awesome all-female band.
Yeah, and some men. We're going to let some men on, too.
Yeah. We got some other
We've asked
Lily
a couple.
Black.
Lily Black. We're waiting for another really good rocker, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be all day, May 4th, and it's going to be awesome. And so we'll hope you tune in for that. And what else? What do you got on tap for Mike on the Mic next week?
Who's coming in here? Ruby and Billy. They'll be here next week. Bert Mancini.
Okay. Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we're actually a little early.
I know.
Ryan, can we start your show early?
All right. Thanks,
well,
everybody.
Thanks for listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
See ya.
And thanks for listening. Thanks, Mike, for letting us do this. And Something About the Women is here every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Mike on the Mic is on every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Let's eat.
All right. Here we go. Here comes Crash Course for the Ravers with Brian Young. Stay tuned. And in case you're wondering, you can listen to WMFO at WMFO.org or also on the TuneIn Radio app. All right. Here we go. Goodbye. And
goodbye.
Here come those Ravers.